Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Hey, everybody. Dan, the Charlie Kirk Show. We've been vindicated on the Ukraine-Russian war. We reflect back on how we got here and the lessons still on the tragedy unfolding in Ukraine. It is a tragedy. It is a human rights disaster propped up by the American government. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show and become a member on charliekirk.com. That's charliekirk.com and become a member. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Excellent visit to the University of Arizona yesterday. There'll be some amazing pieces of tape. In fact, I really think some minds were changed yesterday. Maybe I'm just being a little too optimistic, but it was a really powerful thing. We're going to be posting some great tape. Yeah, one person in our chat says, "You're being naive, Charlie. Minds don't change." Yeah, great. Thanks. Thanks for playing. Speaking of minds changing, are minds changing in the West in regards to Ukraine? Now, I wish that we didn't have to keep on doing this. But I went way back. I had some spare time the other day on a flight, and I went way, way, way back to February of last year, of 2022, when Putin invaded Ukraine. I went way back, and I started to reread some emails. And boy, did we receive heat. Thousands and thousands of emails saying that we were Putin puppets, saying that the Ukraine war effort is extremely important. Our audience was 90% in support of giving Zelensky whatever he wanted. Now, there was a remnant of you that said, this doesn't seem right. Is this really our struggle? Is this really our fight? But I went back and I was just making sure I was remembering things correctly. An overwhelming enthusiasm for war, to back Zelensky, to fight Vladimir Putin. The Ukraine war was on television 24/7. It was nonstop. We must send aid, send aid. And I remember we had many months later, Senator Kramer from North Dakota, of whom I respect on many issues, but I disagree fundamentally. And I asked him plainly, I said, "How much aid is too much aid to send to Ukraine?" And I want to be very fair in the way that I remember this conversation, but he effectively said, "I'm not going to put a number on that." Well, we are near $150 to $200 billion. We don't actually know the amount that we've sent. We don't know where the money is going. It hasn't been audited. We know that Zelensky has suspiciously fired some people for corruption, because corruption is the Ukrainian way. And Zelensky has done multiple trips to the West to try to continue support for his war effort. Of course, Zelensky is largely a proxy of the intel agencies. He was put into power via a Western-supported color revolution. Zelensky has never been nearly as popular in Ukraine as people think. Zelensky came the first time to Congress and gave an address to the joint session. Put the flag and Kami and Pelosi and standing ovation after standing ovation, saying this is the most important thing ever. One of the reasons why we opposed intervention in Ukraine is we knew that if you were to tell Ukraine that the West has, quote unquote, your back, while we knew that we were never actually going to go all in, we were effectively leading Ukrainians to their slaughter. That we are going to lead Ukrainians closer and closer towards a systematic massacre on behalf of the Russian military. And we pursued the truth. We sought answers. Why is Ukraine in our national interest? How much money is too much money? What happens when Russia gets closer to China because of this? What about BRICS? Why do we hate Russia so much? Not saying that we have to like them, but why do we hate them so much? Is it a good thing that we're antagonizing one of the biggest, wealthiest countries on the planet? How does that help our kids or grandkids live in a free society? Why does nobody talk about peace? Why is it that the Republicans and the Democrats nonstop talk about intensifying the conflict? Elon Musk, a year ago in October, asked a question for Ukrainian-Russian peace. 2.7 million people voted, and he put forward some things, and he said Ukraine remains neutral, water supply to Crimea assured, Crimea formerly part of Russia, redo elections, and we have the eastern part of Ukraine go to Russia. And 60% of respondents said no. So effectively, the West said, we want Ukrainians to keep on dying to go fight Russians. We want them to keep on running into machine gun fire, but we don't actually want to go all in and send our own troops. And they were never actually able to answer the question, why do we hate Russia as much as we hate them? Why did the West, namely the United States and the United Kingdom, disencourage peace at the very outset? So this piece right now, this article in Time magazine is extraordinary. Time.com, Zelensky's struggle to keep Ukraine in the fight. This article, quite honestly, should anger you, but it's also very depressing. It's depressing because here is another country that the American government gave false hope to, and now hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians will have died, and tens of thousands of young men will have died because of America, because we said, oh, yeah, we'll have your back. Yeah, we got it. Even though we knew that wasn't true the entire time. Let me read from the article here. Quote, amid all the pressure to root out corruption, I assumed, perhaps naively, that officials in Ukraine would think twice before taking a bribe or pocketing state funds. But when I made this point to a top presidential advisor in early October, he asked me to turn off my audio recorder so he could speak more freely. Simon, you're mistaken. People are stealing like there's no tomorrow. It is built in to the Ukrainian government culture to steal. It's normative. They're taking your tax dollars and they are outright laundering and pickpocketing the West. Zelensky has fired a few officials for corruption, but according to the article, it's been too little too late. Even if Zelensky himself is trusted, nobody believes in the government. The Zelensky government comes off as fanatical in this article. Quote, he deludes himself, one of his closest aides tells me in frustration. We're out of options. We're not winning. But try telling him that. Zelensky ordered one of his commanders to retake a nearby city from the Russians. His reply with what? Quote, we don't have the men or the weapons. Where are the weapons? Where is the artillery? Where are the new recruits? The average age of a Ukrainian soldier is 43 years old. That's the average. The U.S. military won't even let you join that age without a special waiver. You are throwing generations of Ukrainians to their death for what? For what? They are scraping at the bottom of the barrel. And this was predicted by Professor Mersheimer at the University of Chicago. We have been talking about this entire time, and we've said, how does this help America? How does this even help Ukraine if that's what you care about? And Americans are neocons, say, well, we're killing Russians and the Ukrainians do the dying for us. Mitt Romney has said this, and Elon Musk predicted it. Quote, this is the highly likely to be the outcome in the end. Just the question of how many will die before then. Also, worth noting that a possible, albeit unlikely, outcome from the conflict is nuclear war. So everything that we predicted is coming true. And Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Mitt Romney, a majority of Republicans, and almost every Democrat has now spent hundreds of billions of dollars to get a stalemate with huge losses, risk of nuclear war, massive waste of money for what? Your own ego? And now we'll be on the hook to rebuild Ukraine. Welcome to neoliberal neoconservatism. Strong Cell is amazing. I got to tell you, the combination of NADH, CoQ10, and collagen is really something. You know, people ask me, they say, Charlie, how do you keep your energy up? How do you just keep on pushing? Look, part of it is diet, nutrition, but I'll be honest, I take supplements really seriously. Fact check me on this. You can say, oh, Charlie, I'm going to fact check you. Type this into your search engine. NADH. Just type it in. What does it tell you? It might tell you that it is the secret to living long, anti-aging properties, more energy. Well, all of that is being proven in more and more clinical trials. NADH is a precursor so that your mitochondria can remain healthy and vibrant. The elites, a lot of billionaires, people with a lot of money, they spend a ton of money on NAD. It's a fact. NAD just might be your secret weapon for more energy. I take NAD every single day. I could tell you that NADH compared with CoQ10, the trials show very, very good things. I don't take my word for it. I mean, honestly, my word should be good for something, but fact check me. Look at it. And if you do it over 30 days, you'll see an increase in energy. I wake up better than ever before. NAD can help you potentially, again, fact check me on this, with depression, anxiety, other issues that you might be dealing with. It is nature's gift to you so that you might have extra energy and mental clarity. You guys can use promo code Charlie for 20% off. It's strongcell.com/Charlie. NAD might be nature's secret weapon for you. I love it. I take it every single day. Try it for at least 30 days to see the maximum benefit. And let me know, has NAD helped your life? Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out. Strongcell.com/Charlie.
The West is leading Ukraine down the primrose path. And the end result is that Ukraine is going to get wrecked. What we're doing is encouraging the Ukrainians to play tough with the Russians. We're encouraging the Ukrainians to think that they will ultimately become part of the West, because we will ultimately defeat Putin. And we will ultimately get our way. Time is on our side. And of course, the Ukrainians are playing along with this. And the Ukrainians are almost completely unwilling to compromise with the Russians and instead want to pursue a hardline policy.
Everything he said has been correct. That is Professor Mersheimer from University of Chicago. Years ago, by the way, 6 years ago, the West is leading Ukraine down a primrose path. And the end result is Ukraine is going to get wrecked. My heart goes out to the poor people of Ukraine that have been lied to, used as puppets for Zelensky's war. Zelensky is going to get a golden parachute regardless of how many Ukrainians get killed. Zelensky will go to the hills of Florence and just chill out. He'll be fine. And by the way, I almost guarantee you, Zelensky, he has taken 10% for the big guy. There, those billions of dollars flowing. Time magazine reports that the corruption is so institutionalized that the stealing is worse than ever before. You're trying to tell me that Zelensky is not taking a little billion here and 600 million there and 500 million there? The real evildoers here are those in Washington, D.C. The West refused to go sit down with Russia and Vladimir Putin before Putin invaded. They saw that Putin was doing a military buildup. Joe Biden and the West could have met with Putin and prevented the invasion. Is it possible that the American government was at best indifferent, at worst supportive, quietly, of a war in Ukraine? They certainly didn't want peace, and they still don't want peace. Here's a question for you. Why does Joe Biden not go sit down with Vladimir Putin once every month and at least keep the conversation going. What's that all about? It's because the people in DC are perfectly fine with tens of thousands and potentially hundreds of thousands of young Ukrainians getting slaughtered. Adam Kinzinger, perfectly cool with it. They are just pawns in their neoconservative global game of risk. There's a very powerful scene in the movie W. There's a lot wrong with that movie, but there's a very powerful scene where Dick Cheney looks at the world and he views it just as a board game, almost as we can control this area and this hemisphere. And I found that particular scene to be so powerful because that's exactly how DC views this. It's nothing more than a glorified board game or video game for them. It's not their kids that are dying. DC truly doesn't care about Eastern Ukraine. War profits are soaring, so the military-industrial complex gets paid. America pushed Ukraine into this position. We promised them huge amounts of support. We deliberately avoided and sabotaged efforts at negotiating a long-term deal to keep Ukraine out of NATO. We stoked the hostility of Russia until they invaded, but in reality, we are not willing to fund and actually fight Russia, just allow Ukraine to be mowed down by the Russian Federation. Our leaders did the lying, and Ukrainian oligarchs do the stealing, and ordinary Ukrainians do the dying. We lie, the oligarchs steal, and regular rank and file Ukrainians are getting massacred, and it's about to get really bad. They cannot staff their military. Putin is just as popular, if not more popular than ever before, in mainland Russia. There are no signs of any schism of support, no signs of any sort of internal domestic issue. In fact, the Russian petrodollar is rather strong right now. The opposite of what the West thought. We're going to cut them off. We're going to choke point Russia. Didn't work. Will anybody in Washington, D.C. acknowledge, admit, or apologize for what they did in Ukraine? No. Because the Washington, D.C. way is to fail upwards. It doesn't matter that hundreds of thousands of people get killed, millions of refugees. You get promoted by failing. Charlie Kirk here. Are you tired of playing defense with your children's entertainment? Today, kids can't walk into the library or turn on the TV without seeing progressive agendas everywhere. That's why we love Sherwood. It is an ad-free, wholesome kids entertainment platform that shares your values. On Sherwood, your kids can read, listen to audiobooks, and watch shows without fear of woke ideology might pop up. Sherwood is a wholesome entertainment platform with a library of audiobooks, ebooks, videos, all with characters that model the behavior that you'd actually like to see in your kids. From classics like Velveteen Rabbit and Treasure Island, one of my favorites, to timeless cartoons and other entertaining content. A lifetime subscription to Sherwood is usually $750, but for this month, only you can get a lifetime subscription for just $299 using promo code Charlie. Sign up for Sherwood today and take back control over the stories that are shaping your children at SherwoodKids.com. That is SherwoodKids.com. Okay, I want to brag on our show here. When we first started talking about the Ukraine-Russian conflict, war, and yes, Putin was wrong to invade Ukraine. We've always been morally clear about that. But then after that, you must start asking the right questions and pursue truth. What is the right way to respond? Why is it in America's interest? Why aren't we trying to broker peace? Why are we going to support a government that obviously can't win the war? Why are we antagonizing Russia? Why do we care more about a border invasion 5,000 miles away while our own border is wide open? Why are we supporting actual Nazis, the Azov Battalion? Why are we okay with the Ukrainian government shutting down Orthodox churches in Ukraine? Why do we act as if Zelensky is modern-day Churchill? These are things that we mentioned, and there were not many of us. Tucker Carlson was still on the air, and he definitely led the charge. God bless him. Bannon was excellent. Jack Posobiec, our program, But the vast majority of people on television, on radio, and podcasting were all in for the neoconservative war project, learning nothing from Vietnam, learning nothing from Iraq, learning nothing from Afghanistan, learning nothing about the permanent war machine in Washington, D.C. We were a 10% minority. We lost hundreds of thousands of dollars at Turning Point USA in the first couple of weeks because of my personal position on the Ukraine-Russian war. Hundreds of thousands of dollars of donations. We had people that were calling me saying that I was a Putin puppet, people that were sympathetic with the Zelensky-Ukrainian war effort. And I told them, I said, look, if you are really going to pull your gift to the unbelievably important work that Turning Point USA is doing, because you disagree with my stance on America's involvement in a foreign proxy war 5,000 miles away, you're making a mistake. And some of those donors said, Charlie, the most important thing happening in the world is supporting Zelensky, exactly what Mitch McConnell said. But we held the line. 90% of the country, 90% of the country, said that we must support Ukraine. 90% agreement is almost impossible in U.S. politics. How did it change? Honestly, this program, you guys, are a big reason why it changed. And yes, Tucker led the way. Tucker was this bulldozer. Candace Owens deserves a ton of credit. She was excellent on social media. Excellent this entire time. But there were maybe five or six of us that asked the right questions, that were willing to take the shrapnel and the incoming. Now, why is it that there was only five or six of us? But I'll be very honest, one of the reasons that I personally was so bold, and we are being vindicated, and I wish we weren't right, by the way. I wish we weren't right that hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians were going to die. I wish we weren't right that this was all for nothing. I wish we'd be wrong. I wish I was doing the mea culpa right now. I wish. But what made us be so accurate so early? It's because we notice. And we also don't trust the instruments of government that are currently reigning terror over the West. We learned from COVID. We were very early on COVID. I don't think we've ever really received credit for how remarkably early we were on COVID. We were calling for opening up the country 2 weeks in. We were very early. I don't think this program ever received the credit. That's okay. We don't do it for credit, but there's a lot of whitewashing that goes on with the COVID stuff. Oh, it was for reopening the country. Yeah, in November of 2020. We were hosting events with President Trump in June of 2020. We were calling for the entire country opening up in late March of 2020, 2 weeks after 15 days to slow the spread. We were saying the cure can't be worse than the disease. But I know a lot of you guys were early too. But the point is, we were in a minority with COVID. But the one that really motivated me, where I was probably one of the most aggressive voices out there, was BLM. I was so outspoken on the BLM thing that I'll never forget. Producer Andrew called me and he was like, Charlie, I just want to make sure you know what you're doing here. And Andrew would tell you, I was 10 out of 10. I was like, Andrew, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I was so intense, like literally days after all, like the Floydapalooza, Black Square, we went all in. It was some of our best performing content ever. And I started to recognize and realize COVID, mask, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, then the racial reckoning. By the way, our podcast like tripled overnight because we were so willing and early to take the right stand. I saw it as a psyop, which of course it was, obviously. It was a massive cultural revolution play that was deployed on the American people. America's a racist country. We need Juneteenth. Give us reparations. Allow us to burn. Allow us to loot. Allow us to murder. It was all an election day, top-down revolution psyop that you're still largely living through. Okay. What I'm getting at, though, is you live through enough of these, you recognize and realize that there are powers even above the media. COVID, masks, lockdown, BLM, January 6th, election integrity, mass mail-in balloting, most secure election ever, Hunter Biden laptop suppression, you start to see patterns that maybe what you are being told is not true. Maybe there is more to the story. Maybe there's a level deeper. Maybe there's a suppression campaign. Maybe it's not as binary as CNN makes it seem. Good versus evil. That's what's happening in Ukraine. Or maybe it's thug against thug. Maybe it's not so good person against not so good person. Over a land dispute, hundreds of years old, a family conflict. And public opinion has now dramatically changed on Ukraine. What started as a 10% minority that we were in, 10%, a vast majority of all Americans, Republican, Democrat, Independent, 55 to 59% and growing, say no more aid to Ukraine and broker peace. And make no mistake, Turning Point Action played a big role in this. You want to know a little matrix disruptor, a political earthquake? Senate Republicans got nervous. This last summer, we asked the question, even more overwhelming, on support for Donald Trump. The most overwhelming question that we asked our Turning Point Action attendees at the Turning Point Action Conference was, do you support sending any more aid to Ukraine? 95% of our attendees said no. 95%. And now a majority of Americans say, what are we doing here? Why aren't we brokering peace? And right now there are interruptions of the failed punk rocker Tony Blinken. He's testifying on Israel or whatever. And a bunch of people are interrupting his testimony, saying, we demand a ceasefire between Israel and Gaza. Listen to this, play cut 39.
Not shrinking back. Not in the face of Russia's aggression against Ukraine. Not in the face of an intensifying strategic competition in the Indo-Pacific and around the world.
If the witness will suspend, and I ask that everyone again respect this hearing, we will suspend until the room is cleared.
Is calling for a ceasefire. Shame on you all. The world.
Now, the obvious takeaway is that Owen Scheuer is now in federal prison for doing just that. Not even that. He interrupted a congressional proceeding and then didn't go in the Capitol on the Capitol, but because he's a MAGA guy, InfoWars guy, he's right now in federal prison. However, it's interesting. Why is it that Democrats are interrupting Tony Blinken calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Gaza, Israel and the Palestinian Authority? But no such ceasefire has ever been demanded by the Democrat-based activists or the media when it comes to Russia and Ukraine. I'm going to tell you why. It's because Ukraine represents the trans agenda and the Western agenda. It's not an exaggeration. I've been saying it for quite some time. Ukraine is a symbol no different than the trans flag, the BLM flag. Ukraine is a mascot, and they can't allow that mascot to collapse. And Ukraine is a meeting point of all the garbage, rubbish-filled Western postmodern ideals that we teach our kids, and they will not surrender it. Have you become a member of the Charlie Kirk exclusive yet? It's so easy. All you have to do is go to members.charliekirk.com today or charliekirk.com and click on the members tab. Sign up for access to all of our exclusive content. Never before seen interviews, weekly columns written by me, all of my most recent speeches in one place, videos where I answer your questions, and so much more. Plus, we're going to be inviting members to Zoom calls with me starting very soon, so do not miss out. Help keep us uncensored by providing you with new content daily by becoming a member. Your support means the world to me and the whole team. Sign up today at members.charliekirk.com. If we have blessed you in any way, if this show has impacted your life, if you like the impact that we are making for other people and young people especially, consider becoming a member. It's affordable for people of all income levels. You guys get amazing perks and benefits, and it's only beginning. So go to members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. So the West will not give up their death grip on Ukraine, even though Zelensky is running out of support. Just imagine the average person serving in the Ukrainian military is 43 years old. This is cruel. But it's even worse than that. We said for quite some time the buried lead of the Ukrainian-Russian war, if you look carefully, is the LGBTQIA+. Many people in the West, they hate Putin for several reasons, but one of the reasons they hate Putin is because he's a gay hater and that Ukraine is this safe haven for the gay world or whatever. And they say Ukraine is a place for us to export our values, like pride flags on embassies. And by the way, Putin makes this very clear. In several of the domestic Russian speeches that Putin makes, it might just be an excuse, but he rallies domestic support, talking about how the West medically mutilates kids, talking about how the transgenderism is a mental disorder. Putin talks about we're fighting in Ukraine so the West doesn't contaminate Russia. That is Putin's own domestic rallying cry. Remember, the spokesperson for the Ukrainian military was a man who thought it was a woman. The Cirillo person, a total freak, Sarin Ashtos Cirillo, screaming into the camera about how that there's a hit list and how, well, as they say hit list, but like all the Putin puppets are going to pay. Okay, here's a short clip. Ukraine is now releasing propaganda, a gay propaganda ad, to encourage enlistment. Quote, it doesn't matter if you love men or women. What matters is that you love Ukraine. Basically, the rallying cry right now for the Ukrainian war effort is the pride flag. Play cut 41.
Зовсім не важливо, кохаєш ти жінок або чоловіків. Важливо, щоб ти кохав Україну. Вступай до ЗСУ.
So that's a short, just a little snippet of they're trying to get more people from Western Ukraine to join the war effort using LGBT propaganda. So that's number one. That's one of the reasons why the West won't let go. But why is it that they want a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas? Number one, Jew hatred. There is, and I don't like calling it anti-Semitism. It is Jew hatred. There is institutional Jew hatred. And if you're a Jew in this audience, I'm not trying to make you afraid. This is a new world for you. You are living in a not so brave new world. I hope you own weapons. I hope you know how to use them. Because it is open season for Jews right now. I have your back 100%, but the language that is no longer in hiding, but is in public against Jews, is chilling. It's demonic. It's spiritual. I hope you guys take what I'm saying seriously. You got death threats at Cornell, Cooper Union. They're holding these kids hostage. It's not normal. But there's another reason for this. Liberals are indoctrinated by a few things: white guilt and oppression narratives. They see brown people who are fundamentally against their values, traditions, and customs, but they don't care. They see white Israelis bombing them as an aggressor nation of brown Arabs, and it triggers them. And they want to stand against white oppressors. Do not underestimate race in this entire geopolitical good guy, bad guy. In Ukraine and Russia, it's white people killing white people, conveniently allowing the elites in the West to sidestep any racial complexities. If Russians die, it's fine. It's white people dying. If Ukrainians die, it's fine. It's white people dying. They're indifferent to it. But when it comes to the people of Gaza, oh, they're oppressed because they have a different skin color. And then they also get to loop it in to widespread Jew hatred. What is happening with Ukraine and Russia is just George Floyd anti-white muscle memory. The same anti-white beliefs that have infected the entire university system, that dominate the media, that we teach our kids, plays a role in the West's indifference to brokering a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. And their anti-white beliefs and their anti-Jewish beliefs play a significant role in, well, there's two sides to the story. Why are there two sides to the story between Israel and Hamas, but there's not two sides to the story between Russia and Ukraine? Why is that? It's open season for Jews in the West. It's a very scary time. What's happening in Gaza with Israel versus Hamas is playing on all the same narratives that were activated with George Floyd. Very thankful for you guys. You've stood by us when we make the tough arguments. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.